DMH Mobile.
KFA BYF monitoring. Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring.
All stations, please stand by for the Northern Michigan Link Computer Network Weekly Net starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Good evening. This is Andrew, KEHVUK, calling up the Northern Michigan Link Computer Network Weekly Net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various Link Computers and via All-Star and Echolink. All stations are invited to check in. The purpose of this net is to provide information and coordination concerning the activities of the Northern Michigan OXCOM organizations across the District 7 and 8. The net is also intended to serve as a weekly emergency operations training session and a weekly test of communications equipment. All stations, stand by for check-in. When checking in, start with your call sign, name, and location. Also state if you have any information or announcements for the net. Please use the phonetic alphabet for your call sign when checking in. Also, remember to speak slowly. I cannot write as fast as you can speak. Be advised that stations with emergency traffic may break in at any time. Our first standby will be for stations holding emergency traffic for the net. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Now taking check-ins for short-time, portable, or mobile stations. Any short-time portable or mobile stations, please call now.
JB8HNT, Tom. Mobile.
All right, Tom, want to give me your call sign again real quick? I got KB8HNT, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Nope, it sounded like you got it. Kilo Delta 8 Hotel. November Tango, KD8HNT.
Roger, roger. I actually got it right for once. Anybody else, short-time, portable, or mobile? All right, nothing else heard. KD8HNT, go ahead and we'll run through. We'll get you real quick here so you can get on your way if you need to.
I appreciate it. Be out here for a little bit. You got Tom here, 88HNT. I just found out about this frequency and just a couple days ago. So we're kind of new up here. I've been up here for about 5-6 years and still working on getting my base antennas up. I live in East Jordan. Actually, I'm closer to Boyne Mountain than I am East Jordan, but my address is East Jordan, so. We're just on the way home from work. I work in Saginaw, and I live up here, so this is my normal time of night that I cruise through here. And a lot of traffic on I-75, and tonight, but hopefully the weather holds off here. Now I got a 5-day weekend, so hopefully the weather holds off, because if you want to take the boat out for maybe one more time, maybe two more times, at least over the weekend anyways, and do a little fishing. That's all I got right now, and just getting acquainted to the repeaters and people up here, and I talked to Roger and Keeler there quite a bit, and different ones, so give it back to you there, Net Control, KD8HNT.
All right, KD8HNT, KE8VUK, Net Control, returning. Yeah, sounds good. Wow, that's one doozy of a commute there. I do not envy that at all. I mean, I get I get nervous just driving through Petoskey if and when I have to do that, so that shows how confident I am in my driving, but yeah. And yeah, it looks like we might have a few storms tomorrow. I was looking at some of the National Weather Service stuff earlier today, and looks like the Storm Prediction Center has us under, well, not, has the majority of the state, the lower peninsula of Michigan, under a marginal risk for severe weather, if I'm remembering that correctly. I don't currently have it pulled up. But it's missing the top of the tip of the mitt here, and then it's not really touching the UP at all. So I think we dodged another bullet, according to what I've been hearing the last couple of days. So that seems pretty good there, and it seems like it's about to get a little bit colder, if what I've been reading is correct. Of course, that stuff tends to change every 5 minutes, so, you know, welcome to Michigan. Anyways, yeah, thanks for checking into the net, and I think we'll go ahead and start taking regular time check-ins now. So with that, any stations on Echolink or the DMR patch or All-Star, any of the digital modes, anybody from there want to check in, go ahead and call now.
Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
All right, I got W8, VPC. Any other stations on Echolink, All-Star, or the DMR patch?
Whiskey 8, Hotel, Romeo, Victor, Harvey, and Suzanne Ray.
And 9KOP Mobile, Harvey, Michigan.
All right, I got a Whiskey 8. I think that was Hotel India Victor. I think that's what I heard. And then I got N9KOP. Whiskey 8, Hotel India Victor, was that correct? All right, well, no response there. Guess I'm just going to kind of barrel through this then. We'll take stations by area. So any stations in the greater Grand Traverse and Leland areas, please call now. All right, nothing heard there. Any stations in the Petoskey, Charlevoix areas, please call now.
November 8, Tango Juliet in Emma County.
Oh, what's going on there? Sounds like either someone sat on their microphone or the repeater's hanging up.
Okay, well, whatever that was, it looks like it got fixed up as soon as I pulled up the dashboard on the website there that I was giving a link to. So it looked like it was the system air repeater that was hanging up the system there. But let's hope that doesn't happen again. So with that, I did get November 8th, Tango Juliet. Was there anybody else from Petoskey, Charlevoix area that wanted to check in? All right. Nothing heard there. We'll move on down to the Mackinac City, Chevalier, and Indian River areas. Anybody in those areas, please call now. All right, nothing heard there. Anybody in the Greater Mayo and Houghton Lake areas, please call now. All right, I had a tee up there, but I didn't look over in time to see which repeater that was on. Now if somebody trying to check in, you want to try again? Okay, never mind. That was on the, that was on a not repeater. So, that would just be some thing in the system. So we're going to move on to, anybody in District 8 or Canada, please call now.
Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie with you. Brad.
Whiskey 8, Hotel Romeo Victor, Harvey, Sault Ste. Marie.
All right, I got KE8FJW, and you had quite a bit of a hum on your signal there. It sounded like some kind of noise, some kind of electronic type noise. I think I've heard it being called like alternator noise or something like that. But you had a bit of a hum on your signal there. And then that second station, you want to go again? I didn't quite get your call.
Yeah, it's Whiskey 8, Hotel Romeo Victor, Harvey, and Sault Ste. Marie. It's probably my station. It's got the hum. I got to change out my radio. The node's only been up for 3 days.
All right, I got Whiskey 8, Hotel, and then I think my radio cut out for a second there. I got your name was Harvey. Could you give me the last three of your call again, please? All right, I guess we'll just circle back around to you, and I'll get your call when your station comes up. Anybody else from anywhere that I missed, please, if you want to check into the net, please call now.
Sammy, ATX.
All right, got you in there, Adam. Anybody else? All right, well, we got a pretty sizable list to start us off tonight. We're going all the way back up to the top here with W8VPC, and then standby, I think this one is W8HIV, although that one could be wrong. So W8VPC, you're up, and standby W8HIV.
At control. Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, W8VPC. Name is Mike, and we're in Royal Oak. We had some bad storms come through here a couple of days ago. Some impressive tree damage. Power lines are down. My sister down at in Madison Heights, at least this morning, was without power. So, anyways, that would be like the fifth storm that's come through that's really been pretty bad. So, anyways, not much to say tonight. We will be getting some bad storms tomorrow. Here we go again. WAVPC back to net.
All right, WAVPC, KEAVUK returning. Yeah, that sounds like that's looking more and more likely what's going to happen. So I'm up here in Sheboygan, and from what I can tell, it looks like most of it's going to miss us, although, you know, you can never be too sure about that. And that was from, like, 8 o'clock this morning, so for all I know, the forecast could have changed, and it could be heading right for us, but that's neither here nor there. All right, moving right along down the list. I think this one is W8 Hotel India Victor. If you're still around, please correct me if I'm wrong.
No problem. It's Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo, or Roger, whatever you want to call it, Victor.
I think I'm having some network issues, so I'm just going to make it short. It's first time check-in. Hopefully I get things working right and can check in more often. First personal here is Harvey.
All right. I got you in here now as WHRV, Hotel Romeo Victor, which makes a whole lot more sense for some reason. And I got you in here as your first name is Harvey. All right, got you in here now. Thanks for checking in, and I hope you get those network issues sorted out. That can be not fun. So, moving right along down the list. Next up on the list is N9KOP, and then on standby we have NATJ.
KATUK in the net. From N9KOP Mobile. Everybody listen on Victor. So a little update on what happened over the last 2 weeks before. Just on this part of the
Okay. Cameron, you started out kind of strong there, and then you quickly went from somewhat readable to barely making the repeaters. So don't know if you want to try switching over to a different repeater, or sounds like you're just hitting the range of your repeater there down in miles. So it started out great, and then it just kind of quickly went downhill to practically nothing. So if you can still hear me, you want to try switching repeaters and starting again?
Is that any better? I'm in open field now, and in a little bit higher ground.
Yeah, you still have a bit of noise, but you're perfectly legible now. You want to go ahead and try that whole spiel again?
Yeah, thank you, OP. So as we all are aware of the issue that we just faced, the last couple of days with the power outages and down south. Benton's power went out. We were on battery backup for several hours, which lasted longer than I expected, at least quite a few of us expected. Also, you know, our stuff does reroute to Grand Rapids. If we've got everything configured properly and some of the issues were because like Hackleberg has terrible cell service and it just puts a strain on that site. But once we get Mike Live up, we'll get that issue mitigated and all the other good stuff. So just hang in there with us all. We're working hard to get it all fixed. And thank you.
All right, N9KOP, KEAVUK returning. Yeah, it sounded way better that time. It actually got progressively better as you kept talking. So, it's good to hear, and yeah, cannot wait for that microwave system. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in and updating us on that situation, and guess we'll move right along down the list. Up next, we got WA TJ, and then On deck, we got KE8SJW.
Okay, this is November 8th, Tango Juliet here. I'm in Springville Township in Emma County, the southeast corner of Emma County. Just copying the net, not a regular check-in. Thought I would tonight, though. Everybody sounds good. It sounds like a great net, and I will try to check in again. Spent the day up north here. My home QTH is Clarkston, Michigan, but the power was out for a couple days, and I said, that's enough of that, and headed up here. And worked on my lawnmower and went out kayaking tonight. A very nice evening, although I know tomorrow it will start to rain again. So anyway, I was happy to hear about the net. I heard one of the advertisements monitoring the local frequencies here. And I will check in again. So I hope everyone's having a nice evening. This is N8TJ in Emmett County. Back to net control.
N8TJ, KE8VUK returning. Well, thanks for checking into the net tonight, and hope to hear you in the net in the future. So, that sounds pretty nice, and can totally understand the wanting to get away from the no power situation. So, I have a little generator here, but I doubt that that'll hold up. It's only a, it's not even hooked up to my house yet, so... Eventually, probably will be hooked up to my house all properly and stuff, but for right now, it's just basically unplugging all the essential things like the fridge and plugging it into the generator for a little while every day. So that's kind of the current plan if the power ever does go out here. But yeah, that sounds like fun. So hope to hear you more in the future. Next on the list, we have KE8FJW, Stanford.
K-E-8-V-U-K, K-E-8-F-J-W here. Good evening, Andy, and to the rest of the group here. Hey, it definitely was a beautiful day here in the zoo. Plenty of sunshine, a little bit of a breeze, so kept everything nice. Well, I know, you had an eventful day at work, that's for sure, and, didn't do a whole heck of a whole lot. Actually, I got stuck at dispatch center, so. Got the kids in bed, so that's a win, and, just kind of listening along at the net and watching the YouTube. I was doing the Twister, Noah Zangy there, it's a webinar, and so, it turned out pretty good, so there sometimes, so. So, one of the things that one of the groups does for storm spotting is they do each person, to go to that. So that's kind of neat. Anywho, we'll say 73. Catch you later, KE8FJW.
KE8FJW, KE8VUK returning. It sounds like you had a pretty good day there, and can't really relate on the work thing. Of course, we have school starting up on Monday, so my work day today was anything but calm and reasonable. So we got a whole bunch of things to get done before school starts on Tuesday, and of course we get, as custodians, we get the day before, or the Friday before Labor Day and Labor Day off, so our next scheduled shift isn't until the day school starts. So a lot of running around like chickens with their heads cut off today, trying to make sure everything is presentable for the first day of school, so, and hoping it stays like that over the long weekend. So, yeah. So, thanks for checking into the net, and, hope to hear you, what's the word? Hope to hear you some, in the future. So, with that, we will go on, down to N8APX, and then we'll, take a standby. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, good evening, Andy, APX here, Marine Mobile, out on the boat cruising the Sheboygan River right now. Got done fishing, headed back for the boat launch. Not a whole lot to add, I'm late to the party as usual. Thanks for picking up the net, and we'll say 731 and all, Andy, APX.
All right, M8APX, KEHVUK returning. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Wish we could do that, but we live on Long Lake, so we'd have to pull the boat out and then put it into the river, but, yeah. Anyways, other than that, thanks for checking in tonight, and hope you enjoy the rest of your boat ride. And with that, I think I'll go ahead and do a couple of announcements here before we ask for any more check-ins. So, announcement number one is, of course, the bridge walk is the Labor Day Mackinac Bridge Walk is this coming Monday. So, the CCU people are going to be helping out with that. So, I don't have the thing up in front of me right now because the scripts to the net is kind of blocking it. But the long and short of it is, we're meeting at the sounds like we're going to be meeting at the ship in the morning there around 6:30, and then dispersing to help wherever we're needed after that. So more information about that is on the group's IO page. So. And then the second announcement is, this is the last week that I'm going to be able to do the pick up the net. I'm going to be switching back to the nighttime schedule for the school year here, so I'm going to be working during this time, starting next week. So, I can still probably try to check into the net, but I don't think my boss would like me trying to run the net, especially with how long I tend to like to drag things out, too. So, yeah, I hope somebody else will be able to pick it up next week, but I said I'd do it for the summer, and here I am doing it for the Yeah. Other than that, no more announcements, so I guess we'll go ahead and take a standby for any stations checking in late. Anybody from anywhere, please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8. Bravo. Yankee Foxtrot.
All right, I got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Yankee Foxtrot. Anybody else? All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Yankee Foxtrot. Take it away.
Thank you very much. This is the first time checking into this net. My name's Pat. I'm up in St. Ignace. And just kind of relaxing, watching YouTube, not feeling too much. Beautiful day out today, and was able to configure a net up. I got a old dipole that I made, and hopefully it's getting out. Anyhow, so just wanted to say hi. Thank you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Foxtrot, Yankee Foxtrot. God, I can't get that straight. 73s.
Yeah, well, 73s to you too, sir. And thanks for checking into the net tonight. And hey, we've all been there before, trust me. It took me a little while to memorize my call sign, and I still get it wrong on occasion, so don't worry about that too much. So, yeah, I'll hope to hear you more in the future, and we'll go ahead and say 73 to you there, and move on down to taking another standby for any seconds, anybody else, and I think I'm going to go ahead and make this the last call, because although I may not have any more morning. Yes, I still do have to get up somewhat early tomorrow, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make this the last call for the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Oxcom Network Weekly Net, if anybody else later missed. So call now, please. All right, nothing else heard. I'm going to go ahead and close her down here for tonight. Then. I'd like to thank everyone for checking into our net tonight. This concludes the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Weekly Net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various link repeaters and via All-Star and Echolink. We would like to thank all of the repeater owners for being part of this network and for the use of their repeaters for this net. Tonight we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, myself makes 9 check-ins, and we ran for approximately 39 minutes. I will now return all of the repeaters back to their normal use at 9:39 p.m. 73 all. This is KE8 VUK, and I'll be clear.